somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, just calm down. You've been working very hard. You say you are very
tired.
I'm completely
worn out.
He came home early from school because he
got sick.
Okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough last night, you'd say he, last night he, okay, and he might have been doing what in the process of?
Getting a cold.
Okay, would you say getting a cold, or would you say?
Catching a cold.
If it affected his voice, you'd say he is?
Hoarse.
I've got a little.
Cough.
I'd better go to bed, I'm feeling a little.
Not well.
Okay. And if you were just emphasizing how tired you were, I'd better go to bed a little bit because I'm feeling
worn out.
Okay. Would you say sleepy or drowsy?
Sleepy.
Which looks like we're doing there. At 6 o'clock, in the morning, I'll
get up.
Okay. He's still sleeping. Better go
wake him up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
The patient might answer, I
didn't want to.
Yesterday, I
took it.
And I'll
take it.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stoned.
Deaf.
You've been working hard, and you better take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
have respond.
You would never say sweat.
Yes.
Okay. A lump on your arm with a big core in it is called a... maybe it's not the right kind of thing. Do you get what did Joe have? One of the things that boils?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called what? Or when a pimple pops, what is that stuff? What do you call that?
Color.
Okay. Do you call anything else?
No.
Would you call pus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. A bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled.
It's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms out of the skin is what?
Water.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
wound.
What's the kind of wound that doesn't heal properly, doesn't grow back properly? Do you have a name for that?
No.
You ever heard of proud flesh?
No.
Okay. Some of the things you use to keep in the medicine cabinet have a skull and crossbones on it, a small bottle of...
That's what?
Something you keep in your medicine cabinet for cuts and put on it and so on, and you have... It has a skull and crossbones on it, a bottle of
alcohol.
Okay. And also
peroxide.
One that starts with an I.
Iodine.
Okay. And what is the pills you take for fever? It starts with a Q.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of quinine?
Uh-huh.
How do you pronounce that?
Quinine.
The doctor did everything he could, but he
did not
save his life. Okay, so the person is what? He did what?
He died.
Okay. What are some are there any other words that you can think of saying that's for dying?
Passed away.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
No.
Are there any crude terms, like nasty terms, someone he, you're talking about something you don't really care about, and you're talking about them dying, and you really are making some nasty comments about it. What would you use the term?
I wouldn't know.
Would you say, kick the bucket ever? Would you ever say that?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.